My name's Leon Coates, pastor of Kenova Evangelical Church. Making disciples, equipping the saints. Bible-based, Christ-centered. John 17, 13 to 23. These verses are part of what's known as the Lord's High Priestly Prayer. I'll start by reading them. Jesus says, "I'm coming to you now, but I say these things while I am still in the world, so that they may have the full measure of my joy within them. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, for they are not of the world any more than I am of the world. My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of it. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. For them I sanctify myself, that they too may truly be sanctified. My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you. May they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. I have given them the glory that you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one, I in them and you in me, so that they may be brought to complete unity. Then the world will know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me." So, part of the Lord's High Priestly Prayer. This prayer of our Saviour is so amazing. Here he was, nearly at the cross, preparing to leave, and his concern is for his people. The purpose of his prayer is clearly stated in verse 13, that we might share in his joy, and in verse 15, that we might be protected from the evil one. The way these purposes are achieved is then given from verses 17 to 19, sanctification. The power and the process of which is the word of God and Christ himself. As he sanctified himself through a perfect life and blameless death, he sanctifies us. The same power at work in him is at work in us. The remaining verses tell us the result of this sanctification through Christ and his word is unity and evangelism as the world knows Christ through us. It's striking that through scripture so often unity is expressed in terms of truth. Truth fosters unity. Many emphasize that doctrine divides in a negative sense, and while that's true, the other side of that coin is that doctrine unites. We need to be careful not to divide over insignificant things, certainly not mere preferences, and we need to make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace, as Paul puts it in Ephesians 4. But this happens as we pull together around the truth, as we stand firm together in the truths of Scripture, not actually as we compromise. This is why it's important to articulate what we teach about Scripture as a church, because we can be clear about what we stand for as we move forward in faith together. We'll be doing that as a church over the coming months. Thanks for listening to the Solid Ground podcast. It's our hope that Christians would be encouraged to present a biblical worldview and others would hear the gospel. If you have questions, please email contact@kenovaec.com. That's contact@kenovaec.com.